views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Great being back here with you every Thursday, pretty much. I mean, we don't miss too many in a year, but here we go, and we are right on top of September. Now, last week we did the full moon, which was on August 26th, and we've had more retrogrades go direct, I believe, Mars. So now we're going to feel like we're feeling the momentum from the sluggishness or the holding back start to move. September is a great month. It's a transitional month. It's the ending of what was. It's a number nine. If you think about it, it's a number nine in numerology. That's the ending before it starts to start all over and repeat. So it's a great month to plan your next move. So, of course, I looked into these energies. I went and I tapped in and asked the angels for what we have going on in September. And when I was going through my notes, and I write down as I'm receiving things, and, you know, a few days of prep before we go into the show, what I want to share with you, and these are good messages, you know, it amazes me, but that's because, you know, when you are intuitive, and I want you guys to hear this, when you're working on your intuition or your ability to connect, you know, the second guessing can happen. There's that little skeptic inside. Did I really hear that right? You know, well, I just want you to know that happens to me all the time, too. It's not just somebody learning. You do overcome it. You learn how to trust and believe and don't hesitate. But at first, it can get kind of weird. You know, you're did I hear that right? You know, that kind of thing. Well, it gets better, but it will still happen. I want you to know that's real. I'm just keeping it real. I'm no different than you guys, except maybe I've just been doing it a little bit longer if you're just new to this. Or maybe I just, you know, I spend a lot of time in it. I'm doing it all the time, every day. This is my whole life, and I share that with you. So don't be hard on yourself when you're working on that. It's very normal for that. And when I was doing the lineup for this one, I was so amazed because at the very beginning of every year, I do an entire year's worth of angel guidance for the month. And we kind of do a summary overview of every month. And then each month at the beginning, just like we're doing today for September, we do a little bit more in depth for that whole month, the energy, how we can align, how we can make the most of the energy. Because in alignment with the flow of energy is much easier for manifesting, for your happiness, for the flow of life versus going against the current, literally. So that's why I've been doing this. We've been doing it for a few years, and I found that it really is helpful and helps me in a tremendous way. So here's what I noticed. Back in January when we did for September, literally, I mean, they're all like that, but this one even more verbatim was, hey, it's time. It's time to plan, organize. It's all about Archangel Gabriel, your voice to be heard in your unique way. We're going to talk about all of that. we have a lot that I want to share. And it's like, you know, I'm just loving the way the energy and the frequency of the show is building, because people are becoming aware. People are waking up and they're excited and they're positive. And that's what we bring to the show. We want to bring you something that encourages you to stay in the game, because life is crazy out there. You can give that energy or time, or you can put your energy into the positive side of life. And so that's what I'm choosing. It raises your frequency. Let me take a moment to say hello to everyone joining us in our chats. First of all, we have my YouTube chat. That's my YouTube channel, Jen Royster. That's also embedded on my website. If you guys don't want to have to go all the way over there, if there's something you want to watch with video, we're live streaming and video streaming. We have our chat open on YouTube. So hello to Candace. Great to see you here. Karen. Hello, Karen. Hello, Sharon. And you know what, guys? I'm getting lots of hearts and smiley faces and sunshine. It's like that feels good. And I'm feeling that right back from you. Over on Facebook, which my producer, Carter, is in the Transformation Talk Radio station. He is monitoring the Facebook, okay? I can't see that. He's helping me with that. So please be aware of that. We are live streaming for people that prefer to be over there. But he's monitoring that, and he'll let me know what comes up over there. And I do see a hello. Looks like, oh, we have a caller. We will bring the caller on right after break. We have a caller. So I see that. So I just want you guys to know that the chats are there. You can put your questions in. You know, some people just, I started doing this because some people, and I've actually had people tell me this, they really get nervous calling in. And some people just don't want to do that. I don't want you to feel like you can't participate if you don't want to literally call in. We have the line there. It's 1-800-930-2819. Please feel free to call in. We love it. We love the interaction. So we have it all going on. It's everywhere. The Facebook stream is on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. I've shared it to my two pages as well for those that might be connected over there. We have it going on. TransformationTalkRadio.com is where the audio is. If you want to go there, I believe they, on the right on their homepage, has a little window where you can ask a question too. So we have lots of options for you guys. So what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about when you think, what's my next move? Oh my gosh, all this waiting, all these retrogrades that had us reviewing everything, had us waiting, and now it's go time. You know, we're coming out of this and it's like, oh, we've been waiting so long and now we do something. Yeah. You will really feel it by the end of the month more, like 26-ish, you know, right around September. Last week of September is when you'll really feel that movement of let's go do this. But you should start to be feeling more positive, more assertive, more confident that, no, you know what? I can do this. I want to do this, this, and this, whatever it might be. I mean, everybody's got their unique situations they have going on, whether it's relationship, moving, job, something you want to create, which, you know, that's kind of like what I love to do. But there's something going on with all of us. It's different, but, you know, we want to look at that. So even though we're talking as a group here and this energy applies to all of us, it also applies to us individually with a unique journey that we are on, or what we want to change, what we want to release, what we want to let go of. All this that we've been through so far in September, the year 2018 is what I was trying to say. That whole most of this year, it's been up and down, but it really has been helping us accept that change is change. Life does not stand still. Energy does not just stay stagnant. I understand things in the form of energy. I look at everything that way. And it's natural for it to move forward. It's not natural to go backwards. It's not natural to just stay the same all the time. It is constantly evolving. So that, for some of us, you know, maybe we don't like change so much, but that's what we've been having to deal with and accept through the year, through the last few years. Now it's like, you know what? I am just ready for something else. That's what you want to ask yourself right now. How do you feel about that? What do you want to ask that, or what do you want to hear from yourself? This is about your voice. This month is about being okay, going out of your comfort zone, your box, out of the box. The soul loves it when you're willing to go out of the box, because that's when new things can come in. That's when change can happen. You stay in the what you've always done is what you've always known. And that's when ego can kind of mess with us and go, no, this is the way we've always done it. Let's just keep it that way. This month, no. It's time to fly free. Let your voice be heard. That's why Gabriel is coming in so strong, and it's coming in very, very positively. You know, if you have fears of what somebody else thinks or what ruckus it might cause, or, you know, whatever, you have to address that fear, because it's just no place for it. It's going to feel harder. That's really great grammar. I don't know what I'm doing here. It's more difficult to hold on to this old stuff than ever before. Let me put it that way. That is going to wear you out. Bottom line, if you've been just, I don't know. Nobody's making you do anything. You can choose. Absolutely. But what I'm noticing is I don't even let go of everything that quickly. I like to evaluate and ponder. I've got some Taurian traits, you know, and I like to understand a situation and do some homework and research. Absolutely do that. But then there's a time where you have to decide, keep it or lose it, or move on, change it. Maybe you still want to do the same field or line of work, but change up how you're doing it, things like that. Approach things differently, grow with it. And this energy has been really pushing us to do that. Now, clarity is the best part of this whole month that I found that will bring the confidence in. Clarity. We need clarity. We need to know, oh, wait, okay, that's what's going on. That's what's going on. We need to know that we can feel sure. Like, you know what? Yep, I got everything ready. I know I want this. And don't be afraid of mistakes. Sometimes we can learn the best when we just allow ourselves into a place of the unknown. That's when I've learned the most. That can be humbling, absolutely. But we also grow and we learn and we discover things about ourselves that we never knew we could do. That's what we're talking about today. It's time to get excited about this. It's time to move into what we want to do, how we want to do it in our way. It doesn't matter how everybody else has always done it. You want to do things the way you do them, and don't feel that you have to, I don't know how to say this. I'm not trying to say go out there and break the law, so don't twist my words, okay? I'm saying honestly, I do that. I do that with my work. I always feel like I'm the only one doing it in a certain way, but because I listen and I listen to advice and I listen and I see how things are going, and I'll try it, but if it doesn't work for me, no more. I used to try to keep it, to try to conform. That was the worst. And I was so unhappy. And now it's the way it feels right to me, because I want to be authentic. I want to be authentic in what I'm delivering to you. And so the only way I can do that is to be who I really truly am. So that's what you get on this show. You're going to get my experiences. You're going to get what I receive. You can take it or leave it if it doesn't resonate with you. Not everything I say may or may not, you know. That's okay. I want you to see that. I'm trying to show you that by literally example, that you may do things your way that are perfect for you, and it may or may not resonate with everybody around you. That's not for them to decide how you live your life. Freedom and happiness come when you are resonating and in an alignment with your soul and why you want to be here and live in this world. What kind of changes do you want to make to your life? So with that, I'm going to take the short break. When we come back, we'll take a caller. I have a couple of email questions, and I do have one that was from last week that came off my Facebook wall. We just weren't able to get to everybody last week, and we do our best to get to what we can. But I also want to make sure I put a message out too. So sometimes we got to do that. So stay with us. We're going to take that short break. When we come back, we're going to start powering into some great insights with angels Gabriel, Michael, and Raziel. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
And welcome back to the show. Okay, we're going to start diving in. We have a caller, so let's go ahead and bring the caller on. She's been holding a bit.
Yeah, Wendy from San Francisco. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Wendy.
Oh, hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing? And what can we do for you today?
I am wondering, in terms of the change that you recommend, so I've been considering many things to change as we, you know, for many months. And my challenge is less about being willing to change and maybe more about how do you change incrementally, because my approach is a bit of an all or nothing approach, and that doesn't necessarily serve me. So do you have any recommendations on how to anchor with patients through the process?
Yes, I just got chills with your question, and I'm really thankful and so glad you brought that up, because that is a fantastic question. Yes, we want to go for it for people that, you know, are slow to go out of the gate. You're saying you're the opposite. You just go all the way into the deep end a little fast. Is that what you're saying? I want to make sure I understood.
Yeah, I throw the good out with the bad.
So you... You just clean slated. Okay. You're a brave one. Well, okay. One of the things, and patience was something that came up in the last couple of months with some of the retrogrades for us to practice. So here for you, and that's perfect, because sometimes we wait, and I see this happen with what you're asking, but I also see this happen with people that might wait so long to make a change, then when they do, it is extreme. This answer would be for both. When you finally are ready, and for you, you have excitement. You're ready. You're inspired very, very quickly. It's your nature to be that way. You don't want to squash that. At the same time, you want to, I would recognize it. I mean, sometimes I get that way and I have to slow it down and I just go, you know what? My child energy is vibrant. It raises my frequency. It gets me excited. So I have no fear to go. At the same time, the child energy within me needs to know that it could have a blind eye to something and not see everything. So I sit, and you said increments, and that's perfect, because I go, okay, I'm excited. So I'll start to put the plan down on paper. Or I'll put what I want to do, I'll write, I'll just journal, or I will go and I'll take a walk. But what I'm saying to you is absolutely don't squash it, but at the same time, give it a place to go. That energy is really big when it comes in for you and it's like, okay, that's it. We're just taking care of all of it. Instead of doing that physically in the physical world, write down, put it down like, okay, I'm getting rid of this and this and that. Just say it on paper so that energy has a place to go. And then it's reflecting back for you to actually see it. And then you could have two columns. Then, and it's like, okay, wait a day, go back and look at it. Wait a day. Because if we give ourselves a few moments to actually process that excitement and give it some place to go, and you're not getting rid of your idea, you're giving it a place to go so you can actually slow it down and then increment one thing at a time, if that's what you want to do. Or, and also you're looking at it, it brings it outside of you, puts it back so you can reflect back. And sometimes we'll see it differently that way. I found that to be very powerful when I wanted to just go, okay, that's it. We're, you know, and I go, wait a minute. Let me think this all the way through. So I would do that, and I would have a column of positive, yes, this is what I'm excited about. Then I would have a positive or another column of I'm absolutely done with this. You may have some that are flipping back and forth between the two columns. So I totally hear you. I actually get that. I've had that happen to me a couple of times. I'm really glad you brought that up for everyone to hear today, Wendy. And I hope that that can give you, it's like a physical activity to help you process so it doesn't happen too fast. And you can take power, the soul can have power over it and make the decisions of when to implement each step. Is that making sense?
Yeah, that will help. That's a helpful tool. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And if you're not one to journal, you could do it in like a recording. You could just talk out loud. But if we only keep it, one of the biggest things that I notice is if we only keep it inside of our head and we don't have it outside where we can read it back or hear it back, it's a different perspective that we'll catch. We'll notice something different. So it's a little tool that I've been using for years when I had to slow myself down. And it really helped me to make better decisions and timing for stuff like that. So I hope that that can help you. I really do. I think it will. It's just a matter of redirecting the energy.
Thank you. And I think you brought something up that is relevant as well in my case, and that is if you've not procrastinated a decision, but mold it for a long time, and then you hit that point, that's probably more the place that I'm at versus, hey, I have an idea and I'll go. So either, like you said, either type of person this could help, and I think you raised some awareness in me about maybe it's because I've been dwelling on it too long, I'm ready to charge out, but it's very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And one more thing I wanted to add, sometimes when we, and yes, sometimes we wait so long and then we keep changing our mind, or what was so exciting at the beginning isn't, it goes back and forth like that. Well, don't take that as, oh, I can't figure out what I want to do. Take that as maybe there's a divine timing. I've had that happen to me too. I've wanted to put out some classes on my site that people want, and then something will stop it. And I'll go, you know what? That's because there's something else to reveal later. And I just had to accept, you know what? There's a timeline here, and the perfect timing will happen. So I haven't thrown it out the window. I'm just allowing everything to come through. And then when you said, you know, when it's like waiting so long, what I've noticed with some people is that they keep changing their mind. When you keep changing your mind, it may not have settled into the direct and divine message. Let me put it that way. It may not be coming. It's if it's all over the place and it keeps changing, that's when I say, wait for it to settle. And if you still want it in a month, you know that's a keeper. But thank you, Wendy. I know I've kept you a bit, but I wanted to share. That was a very important point that we wanted to share today, and I want to thank you for bringing it up. Okay, I think she hung up. Okay. All right, let's keep going. I want to answer one more that was an email question. Actually, no, I'm sorry. This was one from Facebook last week, and then we will go to break. This is from Katia, and she was asking, do you have any messages about my writing ventures? Thank you. And you know what? I kept this one because I can't always keep everything every week, and we get to what we can. It's a freebie, right? But this was interesting because I immediately picked up for you, Katia. I immediately picked up, and it was coming from Michael. Michael said, it's okay. I will help you get organized and structured, but then at the same time, automatic writing would be fantastic for you. If you don't know what automatic writing is, I don't want to assume everybody knows what that is. That is a form of receiving, like tarot cards, or, you know, you just meditate and you listen and you hear. For me, I use painting a lot, but I've done automatic writing. But automatic writing is literally a fantastic way to get writing, if you are a writer, or ventures out. I mean, you literally just sit. The best time to do it is when your mind is clear, usually first thing in the morning. But you just write whatever is in your thoughts, and you don't hold back. You don't sit there and go, okay, what am I going to write about? That's trying to control it. What you're trying to do is get the energy of the mind and thought out without questioning it. You can tear it up and burn it afterwards if it's something you just don't want somebody to see. But it's like, even if you're thinking, I don't know what to write, or I am really sleepy, I mean, it doesn't matter. You're getting energy out of the mind to clear it, because sometimes that's what can make things, even with decisions like we were talking about earlier, that can make you feel like you don't know which one is your voice, which one is you that wants to come through. So this clears the cobwebs and the radio signals. It sounds like you got 10 different radio stations on at the same time, or it's just chaotic in your mind sometimes with just life. But automatic writing came in very, very strong for you, Katia. So I recommend it to anybody that's just trying to sort out the thoughts that feel cluttered. It's a very good way to declutter. And it's just for your eyes only. So however you want to do that. So with that, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to keep going into some of the messages about September with Archangel Gabriel, Michael, and Raziel. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we're going to start diving into this quickly. A big kudos and celebration out to Karen in the YouTube chat. She's saying, I'm moving. I got the job. It's all coming in. Congratulations. And Melissa writes, hi, Jen. Happy to be in September soon. I feel things will be a lot lighter. Absolutely. It already feels lighter to me. So what is going on? First, I want to give you a message from Gabriel. Gabriel comes in with excitement energy. I mean, it's interesting how we're talking about how it feels, and it feels so good to have not so much holding us back, and we just like, boom, you know? He's talking about when the opportunities are presenting themselves this month, and they will in different ways to everyone. Look at everything that presents itself. And you do want to evaluate whether it works for you, because basically, just because it presents itself doesn't mean you have to choose it. So keep in mind, you have free will. Opportunities come in, but we have to choose whether we want it or not, or we accept it. So don't feel like things that are popping in that, oh, no, that's not what I want. That's, you know, don't let that do that to you. I just want to help you with that mindset that can be afraid of change. If you see it, just go, okay, I see it. Let me think about it. Or like, oh my gosh, that's the thing I've been waiting for. Then, you know, go for it. Because this is the month of possibilities, they're going to come into view. You're going to start to see a lot more options rolling in, trickling in. If you put out the intention that you want to be aware and notice them, because it could be really subtle, you know, nothing. It could be something that's been there the whole time. You just keep stepping right over it and you never noticed it. But if you want that, just ask for that. Ask for that intention to be aware and notice the little messages coming in. This week, I've had a lot of messages coming in from the angels and spirit guides through the animals and nature. Oh, my goodness. And at first, when you hear them, you think, oh, that's kind of scary and freaky. But no, it's not. It's change. It's new. I am constantly getting, it's getting ready to change a lot. I could be afraid of that. And if you get that message, don't be afraid of change. Be open to observe it, notice it, and then understand it. And the only way we can not be afraid of something is to learn about it. Knowledge is power. And I've had a lot, okay? So the other thing is, when I said it was a vibrational number 9, that's 9 is the completion, the finalizing of an energetic pattern before we start into something brand new. Makes absolute sense that it would be that. So this month, why is it a planning month? This is the month to get organized. This is the month to look at what you need to organize. If you have, you know, and like I said, I put it out there somehow, some way, so I can organize it. I, you know, do something that works for you to structure all the stuff coming in for you. And, you know, it's a planning month. It's an inventory month. It's like, what do you mean by inventory? It means what have you got that you don't need anymore? Do you have any of that? Or what do you need for the next venture you're planning? Okay. So sometimes that's I need to release this so I can bring in this, because this is where I'm going to go. This is what I need. I mean, it's as simple as if you go from an office job and you're just in a car, and then you decide you're going a complete opposite direction and you're going to be out in the, you know, in the wild, you might need a 4x4, okay? I mean, that's just an example. That car is not going to make it in my new job out there in the wild, you know? And that's just an example of how things can shift. If it's something you've been always dreaming of, look at that. That's sitting down, getting organized with, well, I have what I need for where I was and what I'm phasing out from. Okay, that might be a work of put some effort into releasing that, while at the same time, what's the list of things that will help you accomplish where you're going? And you may not need anything, because honestly, there is the intention out there to put out for you to manifest that your needs are met. You have everything you need to do what you got to do. And sometimes we need to make a move for that to start to move and roll in that direction. Okay. Now, it's a highlighting theme also around the 9th. Okay. That's the new moon in Virgo. So that's when we'll start to feel some shifting, falling right on the 9th. That's the one that will help you to ground into where you want to go. You want to get both feet on the ground. You want to be anchored. You want to feel like you're balanced, your head's in the game here, okay, to move forward, because that last 2 weeks of September is when you're going to start to feel like there's some movement happening. Clarity will come in with that as well. So, you know, all the things will start to be making sense. A lot of the cloudy confusion in our minds will start to ease and float away. It's just going with this energy gently. If you go with it on a daily basis and just kind of check in, see where you are, see where the energy is, like, okay, what am I feeling today? What can I accomplish today to be in alignment with the flow of energy for my highest outcome so I can be where I need to be? So I can be that human in this experience that's changing the world for the better, you know? A lot of times, honestly, our life purpose is making sure we're okay, not everybody else. I'm sharing it with you, and we group together, but in reality, it's up to you to make your choices and your changes. Okay, so now we have clarity coming in. Clarity is going to awaken confidence. Yay. Wouldn't that feel good to have some confidence in some of the things that you want to do? So clarity will be coming in for that. There's also going to be a shift, and I'm already seeing that. And I'm a health-minded person. I've always been, like I was telling you last week. I mean, I'm always in health. I'm always in fitness. I've always done that. I prefer to eat healthy, organic, non-GMO, pretty much, you know, no, actually I am pretty vegan, plant-based. I guess it's the way we're supposed to say it now, you know, but I don't care because you can call me a vegan if you want, but I'm choosing that. Why? Because I feel better. I feel better. I feel that it keeps my frequency at a place that's more of resonating with my soul. That's not for everybody. I'm just saying what I'm doing, but whatever that healing or health minded thing is for you or for individuals out there, you're going to notice some shifts in people that maybe surprise you that are healing and you never thought they'd change their mind. I'm seeing that. It's a beautiful thing. I have so much joy in my heart when I see that. And they're choosing for themselves, not because they're doing what I think they should do. They're choosing to make themselves healthier. And it's a beautiful thing. And just that enthusiasm to change. Okay, you're going to feel that, or you'll see somebody like that doing that this month. You'll see some changes in some people that are really beautiful. Don't listen to all the other stuff that's out there. That's not, honestly, I'm not even going to get into that. But to me, that's not even the real world anymore. That's the old one. So just, I'm not even going there. But now there's going to feel, you're going to feel a little bit of, some of the energy is coming in around the 16th, 18th. It might feel like, no, I've got to change. I got to do it my way. I can't do it this way anymore. And, you know, for some people that feels like the word rebellion, why would it be that word? Maybe it means it's time to find a new way to do something that would suit you better. That one's going to be big. So what you want to be watching in that part of the month is, you're going to have this passion coming up. If this is applying to you guys, okay, not everybody's going to apply to everything I'm saying. If there's something big coming, or you've been really wanting your voice to be heard, or you've been really wanting to do things the way you want to do them because you're unhappy, you know, doing it the other way, watch out for anger or overzealous overreacting when somebody tries to stop you from going your own path. That can get to where you're getting yanked all over and now you're losing touch with the whole point of doing it anyway. So when I say that, when you go to change something big, okay, hear me out. When you go to change something big, you want to take that deep breath, you want to have that peace within your heart. You know, expect some people to not be okay with it. That's just going to happen. I mean, it might be that you want to change jobs and do something you really love and people are freaking out. Why are you throwing that down the drain when you could be making all this money? And, you know, you might hear, that's an example. But you really want to go and do something that is different and it may not have that same income. You want to stay true to you. But don't get upset that they don't understand that. That's going to be the part that you'll have to work on and practice overcoming, allowing that to affect you. Because it's going to happen probably, but that's okay. They just don't understand where you are. You still keep going and you do what's right for you. If you're having a hard time doing that because of what everybody else wants you to do, then you need to deal with that part first. You need to deal with the fact that you're afraid of what everybody thinks, or you're afraid you can't because they won't approve. Then you're not ready to make the change. I know, but I am ready to make the change. Not if you are going to let that affect you that much. You're ready to make the change when that does not affect you. Or when they do, you might feel it. First couple times, it's like, I know you feel that way, but I really want to do this and I'll be happy. Honestly, people that love you, that truly love you and care about you, will support you eventually if they don't right at the beginning. And think about this. If they're not, that might be an eye-opener for why am I giving this all the energy and holding me back? Okay, I know. A lot of times that can be people very close to us, and that's not very easy. But I do want you to be aware, we're pretty much past it where this is a very positive month, and this is a very energetic month, and everybody is really going to be busy figuring it out what they're doing on their own. So maybe they're not going to be sitting around waiting to see what you're going to do. Maybe they're going to be busy with their own changes. So now's the time to really grow into your own changes. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to take one more real quick short break so I can get a big sip of water. And then when we come back, we will wrap up the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
And welcome back to the last segment. Okay, a couple of things quickly. Michael, what is Michael bringing to this? We're hearing about the voice. Gabriel was pretty much primarily the message, but Michael is saying don't be afraid of the changes and the opportunities that will present themselves to you. I am right there. All you got to do is call on me if you feel overwhelmed by it. I don't really expect that this month so much. I expect to have joy in this. He can also help you organize and come up with the plan that you need to come up with for this month. Raziel, what is Raziel coming into this for? Raziel is about manifesting. So the plan is to help you manifest where you're going, okay? Raziel is going to be quite active in this month because it will help you with your plan. If you were to just take a moment, close your eyes, meditate, just on the intention of what you want to do with this plan, what you want to not get in your way or interference, and just you're going to do what you have to do for you, which is right, and you're doing it with joy, because if you're a happy, high-frequency, resonating person, you're contributing to healing the planet. So keep that in mind if you have to write it somewhere to remind yourself. Now, quickly, you will feel him more toward the end of the month, really, Raziel, because that's when everything starts to go into action and you'll feel that manifesting happening. But you've got support. You've got it. Now, we had one more email I want to bring up, and I just brought up Raziel, so this kind of relates to that. This is Michelle. Michelle writes, "Hi, Jen. Thank you for your shows. I came across you a few years ago and recently was guided back to you by Archangel Raziel. And I have been listening to the replays and amazing how in sync the energies are." I know. I get excited about that too. "Would love to know if there's any direct messages I need to know right now. Much love and love to all that is coming through." Well, hello, Michelle. It's great to hear from you. Raziel, yes, it is unfolding. He is going, and the message actually was answered with what I just said. The plan that we need to organize and assess where we're going, okay, is about Raziel. Raziel is going to just, it's quiet, listen from within. With when we ask and we keep talking, we don't hear, so to speak. That's what meditation is. Meditation is more of a listening and stilling the mind. And sometimes we have to let that energy spend out so you can hear. So what this was saying was take that time to slow down and hear, because Raziel's the angel that will wait till you stop asking and talking and moving and all that. And when you're ready to listen is when that really unfolds. He's really here to help with the planning. Michael's here to keep you from being afraid of it, support you, shield up, protect if you need that, because I don't know what you've got planned. You know, if you are going to upset something, change something in a monumental way, I don't know what you're doing. Just do it with love. Do it with support from the divine. Do it with your soul alignment. Make sure you're in alignment with who you really are. Bottom line, the theme of this month is be your authentic, true self. Be truthful with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Have you ever noticed how many times that can happen? You're not even honest with yourself. Watch out for that. This is be authentic. What do you really resonate with? What really excites you to be happy, to be a joy in this world, to be a positive vibrational frequency, to live a happier lifestyle, to be healthier, to be all of it? There is so much here that is positive in this month, okay? This is positive. well, we have, and I wish I could take one more, because we're about to go off the air, but over on YouTube, hello, Shock Top. Okay. Any insight on love this month or maybe next month? You know what? This is that month that the clarity comes in toward the end of the month. You will really know exactly where you want to be with that. That is a quick answer because I don't have enough time, but I did want to acknowledge you and welcome to joining us today. Anything, whether it's love, a job, moving, personal shifts, changes, health, whatever it is that you have coming up for you, remember, it's aligning with who you truly are. So even in a relationship like this person's asking about, is you don't want to just go, okay, yay, you got somebody. Is that an alignment? Is this working? You know, sometimes yes, sometimes no, sometimes okay, it did for a while, and now we've both changed and gone different directions. Things like that. It happens with jobs. It happens with what we're passionate about doing. Like I said, I've done a lot of stuff in my life, and everything that I've ever done in my life, I said this last week, I think, all the different jobs, all the different things I've done have made me who I am today. They have helped develop me in different areas. Every aspect of your journey helps you grow in some way. If you're willing to see what the lesson is, you can learn from it. Because most of the time it will present itself as the challenge, as the struggle. Okay, what is this? What is that? Why is that annoying me? That, you know, that kind of thing. That's the challenge presenting, that you can learn what you need to learn and then you can move on. The quicker we learn that, the quicker we move on. Some things will go faster than others. But in all that we say for September, it's a very positive month. You will feel some things up and down, but it's a very big month to speak who you really are, speak your truth, be real to who you are, speak truth to yourself. You don't have to steamroll over everybody else. You don't have to be angry if they don't understand. Remember that part, because that part is going to be where you have to make a choice. Well, I can be angry and I can stomp off, or I can just let them have their opinion, and their opinion is not my opinion of me, kind of a thing. Go with that. And I know this will be a very revealing month of clarity to help you make your choices and where you're going. This has been this show always goes so fast. And I just want to say, if anybody feels discouraged, don't forget, those are the three angels that are going to help you this month that I have received. Michael, if you start getting overwhelmed, scared, not sure what to do, protection, just whatever it is, clear off negative energy that you feel like you're going up and down emotionally. Razia will help with the manifesting in the plan. Gabriel will help you speak that truth in the plan. It's a great combination, guy, a great trio of angels to work with this month. I want to say thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us on YouTube chat at the YouTube station. And thank you over on Facebook. Thank you to Transformation Talk Radio for broadcasting us on our network, on their network. We appreciate everything that everybody does and your support for the show. Please share it if you know somebody that could be lifted by it. Thank you so much. We will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.